讲。
我在今天讲道之前。
Before sermon。
因为下个礼拜是我们的新年晚会。
Because next week is our Chinese New Year。
我却要到别的地方去讲道。
I'm preaching in another place。
所以不能够参加春晚。
So I won't be able to join you all。
所以我就在这里先让大家猜个谜。
So now I'm going to give you a riddle. And
英文堂的弟兄姐妹们可以 close your ears.
Close your ears, those in the English ministry.
原因是你们大概是听不懂也看不懂。
Well, unless you can read Chinese, then go ahead partake.
这是答我们教会的姐妹名一个谜面是胡西来。不对 ，Come on，
波涛，
波涛，对了，
我是第一个猜到的。
我们姐妹已经猜到了，不过她没有讲哈，对不对？这个诸位知道，这个波涛是薄熙来跟胡锦涛连在一起，不就胡锡来吗？对。Okay， so that's the fun part. Now.I'm supposed to speak Chinese.
Either way.
对不起啊，我有点混扰啊。
Sorry, I was. Little...
我们今天讲到的题目是叫两个问题。
My topic today is two questions.
我们今天的经文是在《使徒行传》。
The scripture is from Acts.
我先用中文来读，等一下宝华姐妹带领我们用英文读。
I will read in Chinese first.
我将到大马色，正走的时候，约在晌午，忽然从天上发大光，四面照着我，我就扑倒在地，听见有声音对我说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”我回答说：“主啊，你是谁？”他说：“我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。与我同行的人看见了那光，却没有听明那位对我说话的声音。”我说：“主啊，我当做什么？”主说：“起来，进大马色去，在那里要将所派你做的一切事告诉你。”
Acts chapter 22 verses 6 to 10. About noon, as I came near Damascus, suddenly a bright light from heaven flashed around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice say to me, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord?" I asked.I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting, he replied. My companions saw the light, but they did not understand the voice of him who was speaking to me. What shall I do, Lord? I asked. Get up, the Lord said, and go into Damascus. There you will be told all that you have been assigned to do.
这个是保罗的见证。
This is testimony of Paul.
保罗得救的见证在《使徒行传》里面出现过三次。
Paul's testimony of his salvation was mentioned three times in Acts.
有人说保罗的得救恐怕是人类的文明史上最重要的十件事情当中一个。
Someone said that Paul's conversion was probably one of the most important events in human history.
你想想看，如果保罗没有归主的话，
Think about this, if Paul was not converted,
大概基督教不会传到欧洲去。
Christianity probably would not have passed to Europe.
没有传到欧洲，大概也不会传到亚洲来。
If it didn't pass to Europe, it won't have gone to Asia.
今天世上面有成千上亿的基督徒。
Today there are millions and millions of Christians.
大概都不会有了。
They would not have existed.
有人说，如果神不用保罗，会用别人。
If God didn't use Paul, someone said, he would use someone else.
不错，我同意。
That's correct, I agree.
但是保罗的归主这件事情，
But the fact of Paul's conversion,
不光是在我们基督教的历史上面重要，
Not only is important in our Christian history,
对整个人类的历史也是一个很重要的事情。
It's also important in human history.
保罗为什么会就信耶稣的呢？
Why did he become a believer?
你如果知道他的历史，
If you know his history,
他以前是一个逼迫基督徒的人。
before he was the one who persecuted Christians.
他是一个极力反对基督教的人。
Extremely against Christian.
他是一个传统的犹太教的信徒。
He was a traditional Jewish believer.
他那个时候是奉了大祭司的命令，要到大马士革去抓基督徒。
At that time, he was charged by the great priest to go to Damascus to persecute Christians.
快要走到大马士革的时候
，On the way to Damascus.
忽然间，在路上有一个非常奇怪的事情发生了。
All of a sudden, a very strange things happened.
那么，保罗看到四面有一个大光照着他。
There was a bright light flashed around him.
这当然是一件非常不寻常的事情。
Of course, this is supernatural.
虽然那个时候是在正午的时候，因为这里说在晌午的时候。
The scripture said it was around noon.
但是就算晌午的时候，太阳光也只是说从一个方向照过来。
Even though it was noon, sunlight would have come from one direction only.
不会从四面来照过他。
It would not have come from all around him.
而且这个光显然是非常大的。
Apparently the light was very big.
保罗扑倒在地。
He fell on the ground.
他知道有一件非常不寻常的事情发生在他身上。
He knew something unusual was happening.
结果就有一个声音跟保罗说话。
There was a voice talking to him.
我们知道这是一件超自然的事情。
We know this is a supernatural thing.
这里经文上面说，他听见这个话，讲的声音讲得很清楚。
The scripture says that he heard the voice clearly.
但是他同行的人
，But those around him，
却没有听清楚讲的什么东西。
But his companion didn't understand.
所以很明显的，这一件神迹是很特殊的发生在保罗身上。
Obviously, this miracle was only happening on Paul.
有人说保罗大概是因为天气太热中暑了。
Some said that maybe Paul was having a heat stroke.
糊里糊涂的。
He was confused.
我相信不是。
I believe not.
因为中暑的人醒过来以后不会眼睛瞎了。
Because those who had heat stroke would not have awakened to be blind.
圣经上面记载。
The scripture says.
保罗不但扑倒在地上看到大光
Not only that, Paul fell on the ground and he saw the light.
他眼睛也瞎了
He was also blind.
他没有办法走路
He couldn't walk.
所以他同行的人必须要牵着他进大马士革城
So the companion had to take him to Damascus.
所以对保罗来讲，他不但是精神上面的一个震撼，也是身体上面的一个震撼
So to Paul, this was a shock.Spiritually and also physical.
保罗不知道他从今以后是不是就是一个瞎子了。
Paul didn't know whether he's going to stay blind the rest of his life.
但是我们如果仔细看《使徒行传》的话
，But if we study the Acts carefully,
主却打发了在大马士革的一个基督徒。
The Lord sent a believer in Damascus.
叫做亚纳尼亚。
His name is Anania.
到这个保罗所住的地方去找他。
So Anania came to where Paul was living.
然后亚纳尼亚在那里告诉保罗。
And Anania told Paul.
在那个大马士革城外向你显现的就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Anania told Paul that the one who appeared to you is our Lord Jesus Christ.
他派我来告诉你要做什么事。
He sent me to tell you what you ought to do.
然后他按手在保罗的头上。
So he put his hand on Paul's head.
保罗他眼睛上面好像有鳞片掉下来
And there are things like fish scale fell off Paul's eyes
他的眼睛就亮了
And he became able to see
他可以看得见了
He could see again
然后他吃了饭以后身体强壮起来
After he ate, he gained strength again
亚纳尼亚告诉他
Anania told him
要上帝要差遣他做外邦人的使徒。
The Lord is going to send you to be the disciple to the Gentiles.
这件事情对犹太人来讲是不能想象的。
This is unbelievable to the Jews.
犹太人认为外邦人不洁净。
Jews think that the Gentiles are not clean.
跟外邦人是没有来往的。
They don't interact with the Gentiles.
现在不但要他去传福音。
Now he not only needs to spread gospel to the Gentiles.
要到一些不洁净人当中去传福音。
He need to go into unclean places.
这种事情是对一个犹太人来讲的话，是一件非常困难的事情。
To Jews, this is very difficult.
所以不但是跨文化。
So this is not only cross-cultural.
还要克服很多心理上面的障碍。
Paul also need to overcome a lot of difficulty in his mind.
但是你如果继续看《使徒行传》
But if you continue to read the Acts,
保罗顺服了。
Paul submitted.
这件事情改变了保罗的一生。
This event changed the rest of Paul's life.
他原来是一个人人尊敬的一个青年才俊。
Before, he was a well-respected young man.
但是后来
But after that,
他变成一个为了主四处传扬福音的人。
After that, he became one who spread the gospel everywhere.
他受了很多的苦。
He suffered a lot of hardship.
这种去舟车之类那就不用讲了。
Oh, it's very difficult traveling everywhere.
他曾经有一次
One time,
在一个城市里面被人家用石头打得半死。
In the city, he was almost stoned to death.
这些打他的人
Those who were stoning him
以为他已经死了
Thought that he died already.
就把他拖到城外去
So they took him outside of the city.
就把他丢在城外
They just left him there.
心想大概就是喂狗吃掉算了
They thought he might be eaten by dog.
结果没想到他又醒过来
They didn't imagine that he would become alive again.
他又爬回来
And he came back again.
继续传福音
Continue to spread the gospel.
保罗过的日子是这样的日子。
That's the kind of life Paul lived.
各位弟兄姐妹们
brothers and sisters.
初代的基督徒为主付上极大的代价。
The believers in those early days, they put up a lot of.
为主寻道的人太多了。
Many died.
这些人死了也就罢了。
It's one thing that they died.
最怕的是那些没有死的人。
You know, worse is those who didn't die.
身体残废
who became crippled, disabled.
一辈子受苦
they suffered the rest of their lives.
一直到第四世纪
until the fourth century.
罗马帝国有一个皇帝
there was an emperor in Roman Empire.
不知道为什么信了耶稣
not sure why he became a believer.
后来基督教变成罗马的国教
And Christianity became the national religion of Rome.
这时候迫害才停止了。
And that's when the persecution stopped.
第一次基督教开大公会议的时候
when that was the first time where Christianity had a big conference meeting.
各地的这些领袖们，基督徒的领袖们来开会。
All the Christian leaders from all over the place came together.
这些人年纪都比较大了。
They were all older.
所以都有一个年轻的一位弟兄来陪伴他，带领他们到罗马来开会。
They all had a younger brother accompany them.
描述这次开会的过程的这些文章都提到。
A lot of documentations documenting this meeting all talk about this.
这些来开会的老人。
Those who came to the meeting.
很多都是残废的。
A lot of them were disabled.
很多人。他都是身体上面有残疾的
Many of them had diseases
瞎眼的
Blind
瘸腿的
Cripple
没有手的
Missing limbs
这样子来到罗马来开会
That's how they were
各位弟兄姐妹们
Brothers and sisters
我们今天当基督徒太容易了
Today it's too easy for us to be believers
不要忘记神在历世历代拣选了多少为他愿意为他献上生命这样的人
Don't forget how many believers God has chosen over the history to sacrifice for him
保罗是其中之一
Paul was one of them
保罗听见有个大声音对他说话
Paul heard this voice said to him
所以我们今天读的经文当中我把它叫做是一个神圣的对话
So the scripture that we are reading today, I call it a holy dialogue.
因为是耶稣向保罗问话，然后保罗向耶稣回话。
Because it's the Lord asking Paul, and Paul replying to the Lord.
耶稣首先问保罗。
First, the Lord asked Paul.
扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
He asked Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
保罗在犹太人当中，他的名字叫做扫罗。
Paul in Jews, his name was Saul.
逼迫，扫罗逼迫的明明是基督徒，不是耶稣。
The one that Paul was persecuting was Christians, not Jesus.
为什么耶稣说，你为什么逼迫我？
Why the Lord was asking him, why do you persecute me?
可见，
Obviously,
逼迫基督徒就是逼迫耶稣。
Obviously, persecuting Christians is persecuting the Lord.
我曾经听过一位为主坐牢很多年的这样子的弟兄跟我说。
One time a brother who was in prison for many years who told me,
他在集中营里面劳改营里面没有圣经。
He was in the concentration camp and with no Bible.
他只有在他的回忆记忆当中里面的圣经他还记住。
He only has what he remembered in his memory.
他有一天灵修的时候，
One day in his quiet time,
就想起这段圣经。
He thought of this scripture.
他说我现在在受苦。
He said, I'm suffering now.
为了主。
Because of the Lord.
但是我知道。
But I know.
这些逼迫我的人。
Those that are persecuting me.
不是逼迫我。
They're not persecuting me.
他们在逼迫我们的主。
They're persecuting our Lord.
这些人如果知道的话。
If they know.
他们心里面何等的震惊。
They would be shocked.
他说他想到这里的时候。
When he thought of that,
他就知道
he knew,
发生在他身上面每一件痛苦的事情
every difficult hardship happening to him,
主都知道
the Lord knows,
因为主是感同身受
because God has perfect empathy,
他心里面得到莫大的安慰
he was comforted.
各位弟兄姐妹们
brothers and sisters,
耶稣基督不但与我们同在
not only that Jesus Christ is with us,
我们变成基督徒以后
After we became Christians,
他在我们里面
He lives within us.
我们有什么快乐他也同样快乐
Whatever joy we have, he is joyful too.
我们有什么痛苦他同样的痛苦
Whenever we suffer, he suffers too.
他是我们的最亲密最亲密他就是变成我们自己的一部分
He is our most intimate friend. He is part of us.
所以这个时候保罗回答耶稣的问题
Therefore at this time Paul replied to Jesus
这是我们今天讲的两个问题里面的第一个
This is the first of our two questions today
保罗问主啊你是谁
Paul asked who are you Lord
我们首先他说主啊你是谁
He said Lord who are you
他没有说你是谁
He didn't say who are you
他称呼这个声音的来源的这个人称为主
He called the voice the source of the voice Lord
因为他知道这件事情是非常不寻常的事情
Because he knew this is very unusual
你如果看原文的话主这个字
If you read the original scripture
就是犹太人用来称呼那个耶和华那个字
Lord is the word that Jews use to describe Jehovah.
就是创造天地万物的那个神。
The Creator God.
所以保罗知道创造天地万物的神对他显现，对他说话。
Therefore, Paul knew that the Creator God had appeared to him.
但他不知道他是谁。
But he didn't know who he was.
因为他怎么会对他说话呢？
Why would he talk to him?
他是一个背叛。他是一个去残害基督徒的人
He is one that was persecuting Christians
然后这个声音说扫罗扫罗你为什么逼迫我
And the voice asking him Saul Saul why do you persecute me
天地万物的上帝这样子来问他
The creator God asked him this question
扫罗大概以为他大祸临头了
Saul probably thought that he was in deep trouble
所以他要搞清楚
Therefore he need to find out
这讲话的是谁
Who is the voice, voice
他说主啊你是谁
He asked Lord who are you
我相信这句话里面一半是尊敬
I'm pretty sure that half of his question was out of respect.
另外一半是恐惧啊。
And the other half was out of fear.
因为他在等候这个回音。
He was waiting for this voice.
没想到，我们他的回答，他听到的回答是。
He didn't. He was surprised by the answer.
他说：“我是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。”
It says that I am the one that you are persecuting me, Jesus from the Nazareth.
我们每一个人遇见耶稣的情况都不同。
The situation that we encounter Jesus is all different.
有些人他是来到美国以后被人家半哄半骗骗到教会来。
Some may become a believer after came to this country.
我有一次在一个退休会里面讲到。
One time I was preaching in a retreat.
那个是在九月的时候。
I was in September.
有一位这个慕道友，他就跟我说。
A seeker told me.
他说我昨天才下飞机。
I just got off the plane yesterday.
时差都没倒过来。
I still have jet lag.
我这个朋友就把我带来这里了。
And this friend of mine.Brought me here.
他说这地方可以骑马，有可以骑马。
He told me that I can ride a horse here.
对，有好玩的。
Lots of fun things.
我就来了。
So I came.
结果他信耶稣了。
And he became a believer.
我们碰到耶稣，第一次碰到耶稣的情况都不一样。
How we encountered Jesus the first time is all different.
我妈妈是一个天主教徒。
My mom was a Catholic.
所以我很小的时候，我妈就带我到教堂去。
So my mom would take me to church.
我就听过耶稣啊。
So I heard of Jesus.
但是这个耳朵进去，那耳朵出来。
But it came from one ear and out the other.
长大了以后，变成一个十足的无神论的人。
And I became a definitely atheist when I grew up.
我后来怎么又到教堂去呢？
How I went to church afterwards?
那是我在念在密西根州立大学念研究生的时候。
That's when I was in graduate school in Michigan University.
因为我听说 Michigan State University.
Michigan State University.
To be very different from the University of Michigan.
Yes, sorry.
We're rivals. Okay. 因为我听说教会里面有很漂亮的小姐。
I heard that there are many.Beautiful, pretty girls in church.
就是我现在的太太。
My wife.
所以每个人去教会的目的都不一样。
So the goal for everyone to go to church is different.
但是我们遇到那位掌管宇宙万物的神的时候。
But when we encounter that, the one that over, is reigning the universe.
不管你的光景是什么。
No matter where you are.
上帝都恩待你。
And God is gracious to you.
上帝用他特别的方法感动你。
God will use His own way to move you.
有些人第一次听到就信耶稣。
Some might become believer the first time.
有些人顽固挣扎很多年。
Some might be stubborn for many years.
好比我。
Like me.
我知道我们在底下的还有顽固挣扎很久的人。
I know among you they're still stubborn.
希望你很快的能够。认识耶稣。
I hope that you will truly get to know Jesus soon.
但是不管你什么样的光景
，regardless of your situation，
我们都应该问这一个问题。
We should all ask the same question.
那就是什么
？That is，
耶稣是谁
？Who is Jesus？
因为我们必须要对这个信仰有一个认真的考虑。
Because we need to consider this belief carefully.
我们的信仰的对象不是一个教，一个宗教。
We are not believing in a religion.
我们的信仰的对象就是这个神自己。
The object of our belief is God Himself.
耶稣说，我就是拿撒勒人耶稣。
Jesus said that I am Jesus of Nazareth.
我就想起圣经里面有一段话。
I remember another scripture in the Bible.
十二个使徒里面有一个人叫做拿单耶。
Out of 12 disciples, there was one named Nathaniel.
他第一次听到耶稣的时候。
First time he heard of Jesus.
人家告诉他，这个人是从从拿撒勒来的。
People told him that he is from Nazareth.
拿单耶这样说。
Nathaniel said.
拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗
？Nazareth, can anything good come from there?
瞧不起拿撒勒这个小地方哦。
He despised that place.
就好像上海人瞧不起乡下人一样、哦、
Like those from Shanghai look down upon people from the countryside.
其实我没有看的不乡下嘛，就是虹桥机场附近，它也就是乡下。
In fact, to me, those countryside are not countryside at all.
所以是一个人家看不起的地方。
Therefore, Nazareth is a place that people look down.
大概拿撒勒的地方从来没有出过什么著名的人物。
Maybe there was never any famous people. Come from Nazareth.
我心想
So I thought.
掌管天地万物的上帝
The one who's reigning the universe.
如果来到人间的话
If he come to the earth.
为什么要选一个这么一个这么非常被人家藐视的地方
Why would he pick such a lowly place?
他为什么不在一个很显赫的地方
Why didn't he pick a more famous place?
而且最糟糕的是
What was even worse?
他长大是一个木匠。
He became a carpenter.
他从来没有受过正式的教育。
He never had any formal education.
就算是作为一个传道人的话。
Even he became a preacher.
今天传道人要上神学院。
Today preacher needs to go to seminary school.
那个时候的拉比也有拉比学校啊。
At that time, even rabbi had rabbi school.
这个拉比。
This rabbi.
没有上过一天学校。
Didn't go to any school.
没有钱。
No money.
没有地位。
He didn't have any status, social status.
我心里面想。
I was thinking.
佛教的教主释迦牟尼。
Even the Buddhist 释迦。
Buddha.
Buddha.
他是一个国家的一个小国的王子。
He was prince of a little country.
出身很好啊。
He had a very good background.
相当富裕，相当的地位高贵啊。
Very rich, had high social status.
回教的教主穆罕默德。
穆罕默德。Muhammad.
也曾经带兵杀进麦加。
One time he took armies into Mecca.
也是一个威风凛凛的大将军啊。
So a very big and famous general.
只有这个拿撒勒人耶稣。
Only this Nazareth Jesus
没有任何的地位
had no position status
也没有带过一天的兵
never led any army
没有一刀一枪
no weapons
而且他生在马槽死在十字架
besides he was born in a manger and died on a cross
我常想为什么会生在马槽里呢
I was often thought that why born in a manger
原因是因为当初玛利亚身孕很重的时候
When Maria was close to the due date when she was pregnant
罗马的皇帝通令他的全国的人要报名上册
Roman Emperor told the whole country people to register
不管你现在住在哪里
Regardless of where you live
你都要回到你的本家本乡本土
You have to go back to your hometown
去注册
To register
耶稣的母亲跟他的义父
Jesus' mother and his the father
Stepfather
Stepfather
都是大卫的子孙
They were descendants of David
所以他们要回到大卫的老家就是伯利恒
So they had to go back to the hometown of David and Bethlehem
大卫以前是一个王
David was a king
他有很多的后代
He had many dead
伯利恒那个小小的地方
Bethlehem was a small place
一下子好多人都来了
All of a sudden many people came
酒店已经住满了
All the hotels were full
没有地方
No place to
我心想
I was thinking
这么一个重孕的妇人
Such a woman late in her pregnancy
马上就要生了
She was about to give birth
大家也应该有点爱心再挤一挤腾一个地方出来让这个女人嘛
People should be more loving and spare a place for her
没有
But no one did
我先来的
I came first
我付了钱
I paid
这是我的地方
This is my place
我听说小孩子如果到这个托儿所去的时候
I was told little kids when they go to daycare.
他们所学到的第一句英文。
The first English that they learn.
Mine.
我的。
每一件事情都是我的，这是我的东西。
Everything they say, this is mine, it's mine.
不跟你分享。
I don't share.
各位弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
创造天地万物的上帝。
The Creator God.
来到人间。
Came to earth.
降生在我们人的自私当中。
Born in the selfishness of human being.
他死在十字架。
He died on the cross.
十字架是那种罪犯十恶不赦的大强盗该死的地方。
Cross is the place where the extreme criminals died.
他却像这样子的悲惨的死在十字架上。
But he died so sadly on the cross.
你说这样的一个人
，such a person，
为什么值得我们去崇敬他呢
？Why does he deserve our worship？
而且他的生活很潦倒的。
Plus his life was miserable.
他有一次说，他说天上的飞鸟有窝，地上的狐狸有洞。
One time he said that there are places for the bird in the sky and wolf on the
and in the cave.
In the cave.
但是人子今天晚上枕头的地方都没有。
But the son of man don't even have a place to lay his head.
人子是他自己的称呼。
That's how he call himself.
常常就是在野外睡觉。
He often just live out on the field.
这样的一个人。
Such a person.
他却有极大的权柄。
But he has extreme mighty power.
他曾经医病赶鬼。
One time he was able to heal. And
not just one time, many times.
Many times, yes.
他常常做这样的事。
He often did that.
他有一次。
One time.
他做了一个行了一个神迹。
He did a miracle.
他用五饼二鱼让五千人吃饱。
He used 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and fed 5,000 people.
还剩下十二篮的零碎。
And there was still 12 baskets of leftovers.
这里啊，今天早上我看到 email.
This morning I saw the email.
宝华姐妹说 ，fish， 我本来写是 fishes.
It was I used fishes originally.
宝华告诉我 ，fish 这个字是又是单数又是多数，应该就要 fish 就行了，不要 fishes.
So I told him that fish same for singular or plural.
我常常吃鱼的人。
I often eat fish.
但我从来不知道这个文法。
I never knew this grammar.
到底这个学营养的人不一样。
Different. I study nutrition.
所以像这样的神迹。
So such a miracle.
是在耶稣在世的时候是常常做的。
It happened many times when Jesus was on the earth.
所以耶稣基督被钉十字架的时候，
So when he was nailed on the cross,
他已经是一个大大有名的人。
He was a very reputable person.
受过他的恩惠的。
Many had received his mercy.
看过他的神迹的人。
Saw his miracle.
比比皆是。
Everywhere.
而且耶稣基督的影响是非常深远的。
Besides, his influence was deep.
不是光在那一世
Not just in that generation
两千年来
Over the past 2,000 years
有多少人为他丧失生命
So many people had died for him
寻道
They martyred
我曾经看过一本书
I read a book
他说拿破仑在他晚年的时候
In his old age Napoleon his old age
那个时候被放逐在一个小岛上面。
He was exiled to a small island.
包括他的那些部下将军们都是关在那个岛上面。
Including all his generals.
他有一次在散步的时候。
One time he was taking a walk.
他就跟他的将军讲。
He was talking to his generals.
这件事情是后来他的将军写下来的。
This was recorded by one of the generals.
他说：“我回想人类的历史上面。”
I'm thinking back for the human history.
他说亚历山大了不起。
Alexander was great.
凯撒了不起。
Caesar was great.
我呢也不错。
I was not bad either.
他说都有千万的人愿意为我们舍命。
Millions and millions of people were willing to die for me.
但是时间却不长。
But the time didn't last.
二十年，三十年。
20 years, 30 years.
就过去了。
It passed.
到今天呢?
Today.
今天还有什么人愿意为我舍命？
Today, who's willing to die for me?
哎呀，真是英雄末路啊！
What a sad ending for hero.
他非常的感慨。
He was really
sad.
Sad.
那么，然后他马上就说。
And he said immediately.
他说，但是那个拿撒勒人耶稣。
But that Jesus from Nazareth.
他说。到今天还有人为他死。
Until today, people still die for him.
拿破仑的时候，那已经是1800年的时候。
In Napoleon's time, that was 1800.
今天，2000年过去，仍然有人要为他死。
After 2000 years, people still die for him.
各位弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
耶稣这个人实在是与众不同。
Jesus is indeed different.
圣经告诉我们
The Bible tells us
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死神的爱就在此向我们显明了
But God demonstrates his own love for us in this While we were still sinners Christ died for us
耶稣基督为什么要来到人间
Why did Jesus come to earth
为什么要为我们死
Why did he die for us
因为说他说当我们在做罪人的时候
Because he said, while we were still sinners,
我们还在抵挡耶稣的时候
we were still opposing him.
耶稣就为我们的罪而死
Jesus already died for us.
耶稣是被钉在十字架上死的
Jesus died on the cross.
他在上十字架以前
became he was nailed on the cross.
被人用鞭子打得血肉模糊
he was beaten badly.
但是他在十字架上最痛苦的时候
But when he was suffering extremely on the cross
他还说了这句话
He said this
父啊赦免他们因为他们所做的他们不晓得
Father forgive them for they do not know what they are doing
从狭义的说
From one point
他是在为那些钉他十字架的人祷告
He was praying for those who were nailing him on the cross
这已经是一个非常高贵的灵魂
This is very unusual
但从广义的来说
But in the broad sense,
我们把它说这个祷告叫做大祭司的祷告
We said that this prayer is a prayer of the great priest
因为耶稣在为全人类祷告
Because Jesus was praying for the whole humankind
因为他为了全人类的罪上了十字架
He died on the cross for all humankind
他求父神赦免他们
He was asking the Father to forgive them.
因为他们无知
Because they did not know.
各位弟兄姐妹们
Brothers and sisters.
各位慕道朋友们
All the seeker friends.
我们今天不再无知
Today we're not ignorant anymore.
我们应该存着感谢的心来到神的面前
We should come to the Lord with a thankful heart.
接受耶稣成为我们的救主
Receive him as our Savior.
而且耶稣基督从死里复活
Besides, Jesus was resurrected.
我发现我们周报上面的那一个画，原来是这个画。
I noticed that the picture on the our bulletin was this picture.
我今天来看的时候，忽然间，哎，怎么变了
？But today the picture is different.
幸亏我还摆在这里。
It's good that I still have that picture.
这就是耶稣基督从死里复活的一幅画。
This is the picture showing Jesus' resurrection.
他后面有一个大圆滚石。
There's a big stone behind him.
他从这个坟墓里面出来了。
He came out of the cave, the tomb.
这件事情可以相信吗
？Can you believe that?
但是你要知道。
But you have to know.
耶稣基督复活以后，在世上又留了40天。
After Jesus' resurrection, he stayed on the earth 40 days.
他才升天了。
And then he was ascended.
这四十天当中。
During those 40 days.
他向很多人显现。
He appeared to many people,
包括有一次
including one time,
向五百人显现。
He appeared to 500 people.
后来他的门徒出去传扬耶稣的时候
later his disciples when they were spreading the gospel,
他们讲到的重点就是他已经从死里复活了。
The key point of their preaching was that Jesus was resurrected.
我们都看到了。
We saw that.
你想想看，假如这件事情是谎言的话。
You think about this. If this is a lie,
那五百人当中只要有一个人
we just need one person out of that 500.
出来说，哎，你们说五百人聚会的时候，他显现，我也在那里，我没看到。
We just need one out of that 500 says that, well, you said that he appeared, but I didn't see that.
这个谎言就拆穿了吗?
And this lie would, yes, would break up.
但没有。
But it didn't.
连一个都没有。
Not even one.
所以很多人看见。
So many people saw him.
死里复活不是一个科学可以证明的事情。
Resurrection is not something that we can prove scientifically.
但是它是一个很多人看见做见证的一个事实。
But it's a fact that many people saw and can prove to that.
是一个超自然的神迹。
A supernatural thing.
就好像五饼二鱼的神迹一样吗?
Just like the miracle of five loaves of bread and two fish.
五千人啊。
5,000 people.
还光只有男人算男人才算了五千人。
And was only counting the men.
没有算女人跟孩子们哦。
Didn't count the women and the little children.
总的算起来恐怕上万哦。
Probably were more than 10,000 people.
那么多人。
So many people.
只要有一个人。
As long as there's one.
跑出来说。
Just one.
你们说有五饼二鱼神迹，我也在那里，我就没看到。
Just it would just take one to say that you saw the miracle of five loaves and two fish, but I didn't.
他们都吃饱了，我没吃饱。
They were fed, but I didn't.
或者是哦，他们拿着十二个篮子，扛那个饼啊、鱼啊来的。
Or they carry the 12 baskets of leftover.
我心想啊，上万人要吃的东西，你能够十二个卡车也不够啊。
I was thinking, to feed 10,000 people, even 12 truckloads of food would not be enough.
但是没有一个人否认这个神迹。
But not even one denied the miracle.
各位弟兄姐妹们
Brothers and sisters,
证据实在是太强了
The proof, the evidence is too strong
保罗相信了
Paul believed
保罗是个犹太人
Paul was a Jew
他已经犹太人等候弥赛亚已经很久
Jews have been waiting for the Messiah for a long time
保罗同样一定在那等候弥赛亚
Same for Paul, he was waiting for the Messiah
而且绝对不是保罗第一次听见耶稣
And this was not the first time that Paul heard about Jesus
他肯定听过耶稣的神迹
He must have heard of Jesus' miracles
但这却是第一次他亲身遇到
But this was the first time that he experienced it himself
他相信了
He believed
问题是我们呢
How about us?
耶稣亲自邀请我们
Jesus invited us
耶稣碰到第一次出来传道碰到一些门徒的时候
The first time Jesus was preaching He met some
耶稣说你们来看
Jesus said come and look
耶稣邀请这些门徒们到他住的地方来看
Jesus invited them to see where he was living
看什么
See what
这些门徒看到神的荣美
Those disciples they saw the glory and beauty of God
看到了以后再没有任何的怀疑这就是弥赛亚
They saw and they didn't question afterwards.
所以他们就已经去跟别人讲。
So they went to tell others.
我们遇见弥赛亚了。
We found the Messiah.
这个是一个得救的人一个必有的一个反应。
This is a necessary reaction of a believer.
就马上出去宣扬。
Go out and spread the gospel right away.
就好像我们到一个好吃的餐馆里面吃了以后。
Just like when we go to a really good restaurant.
我们也愿意跟人家讲，哎呀，那个餐馆好啊。
We would likely tell other people this is a good restaurant.
同样的心理嘛。
Same thing.
这就是做见证的心理。
This is the mindset of testimony.
我们呢？
How about us?
我们愿意为主做见证吗？
Are we willing to testify for the Lord?
我们马上看第二个问题。
Let's see the second question.
主在这里说。保罗说主啊我当做什么
Paul said What shall I do Lord
这是每一个基督徒重生得救以后都该问的问题
This is the question that every believer should ask after his or her conversion
上帝要我们把我们人生的主权交给耶稣
God wants us to give our the life authority to our Lord
我们一般人都愿意接受耶稣做我们的救主。
Most people would be willing to accept Jesus as Savior.
因为这是一个不花钱的。
It doesn't cost anything.
他就救我了。
He saved me.
但是比较少的人愿意把自己的生命的主权交在耶稣身上。
But not many would be willing to give authority of their life to the Lord.
所以他是我们的救主，却不是我们的主。
Therefore, he is our Savior, but he is not our Lord.
各位弟兄姐妹们，
Brothers,
你如果没有真正的接受耶稣基督作为你主，你的主，人生的主的话，
If you have not truly accept Jesus as your Lord over your life,
我想你应该在主的面前好好的思考。
I think you should think deeply.
我不敢讲你没有得救。
I'm not sure whether you are saved or not.
但你必须要自己问一问有没有得救。
But you have to ask that question yourself. Have you been saved truly?
所以问这句话，主啊，我要做什么？
So asking this question, what should I do, Lord?
不管是眼前的还是将来的。
Regardless whether it's for now or for the future.
耶稣给了保罗一个立即的指示。
Lord gave Paul an immediate instruction.
起来，进大马色去。
He said, "Get up and go into Damascus."
保罗虽然眼睛看不见，但是
even though he was blind at that time,
人家牵着他的手进了大马色。
The companions took his hand.Into Damascus.
对我来讲的话，我现在正在考虑要退休。
To me, I am contemplating retirement now.
退休不是一件很难的事。
Retirement is not hard.
是问你难的事是退休又做什么？
The difficulty is what should I do after I retire?
我当然是做传道人。
Of course, I will continue to preach.
但是在哪做传道？
But where?
我不知道。
I don't know.
我不晓得在什么地方侍奉神。
I don't know where I'll be serving the Lord.
前几天我们有一位弟兄。
Few days ago, a brother.
他打个 email 告诉我。
He emailed me.
他说有一句经文。
He said there's a scripture.
是在出埃及记十四章十三节。
From Exodus 14:13.
他说不要惧怕，只管站住。
It says, "Do not be afraid, stand firm."
所以说。
Therefore.
我们就应该留在这个教会。
We should stay here in this church.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们如果靠着主的恩典留在这个教会侍奉神的话，
Brothers and sisters, if we stay here and serve Him, in God's grace,
是神给我们的特别的恩典。
It's special blessing from the Lord.
我们不知道。
We don't know.
但如果我们决定不在这里，不留在这里的话，
If we decide not to stay in this church,
绝对不是因为我们惧怕的关系。
Not because we fear.
那是因为主对我们有特别的带领。
But because God may have special instruction to us.
前几天我读圣经的时候，
A few days ago when I was reading the Bible,
我又看到另外一句话。
I saw another scripture.
起来向南走。
It says, "Get up and go south."
这也是在《使徒行传》第八章的话。
It's from Acts 8:26.
是上帝给腓力的一句话。
It's the response that God gave Philip.
我们是不是应该搬到佛罗里达去？
So should we move to Florida?
我不知道。
I don't know.
还有，如果你读了今天的经文，
If you read today's script,
起来到大马色去。
Get up and go to Damascus.
那是不是我们就到大马色去？
So should we go to Damascus?
我想我们对于神的引导不是这样子。
I think this is not how we follow God's leading.
神给我们是用他的圣经的话跟我们说话。
God does lead us by His word.
但是他是持续的感动，
But he will continuously move us,
很清楚的带领，
Very clearly lead us.
请各位为我和喜灵祷告。
Please pray for me and 喜灵。
我们真的是不知道要在什么地方侍奉主。
We truly don't know where we will be serving
the Lord. 但是不管在哪里，
But regardless,
主的旨意永远最好。
Lord's will is always the best.
我前一阵子我知道有一位弟兄，
Not long ago I knew there was a brother.
不光是他，
Not just him.
他有一句口头语。
There's a phrase that he often.
他说这件事情我弄得很被动。
He said, "This makes me really passive."
各位弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
在主里被动并不坏啊。
Being passive in the Lord is not bad at all.
你如果是个基督徒还太主动的话不好哦。
If you're a Christian and you're too proactive, it may not be good.
而且。圣经告诉我们，
Besides, the Bible tells us,
我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.
天涯海角，
No matter where we go,
不管到什么地方，
No matter where,
主与我们同在，
God will be with us.
我们不害怕，
We're not afraid.
但是就像甘乃迪总统， 肯尼迪总统哈，应该叫肯尼迪。
Just like President Kennedy.
很多年前
Many years ago.
像美国年轻人这样说
When he was telling the young people of this country.
他说不要问你的国家为你能做什么
Don't ask what your country can do for you.
你应该问你可以为你的国家做什么
You should ask what you can do for your country.
各位弟兄姐妹们
Brothers and sisters.
我们常常问主啊你怎么样子把这个那个给我
We often ask God, how can you give this or that to me?
主更希望你问的是你能够为主做什么。
God would even desire more that you ask, what can you do for the Lord?
对保罗说，因为你要将你所看见、所听见的对着万人为他做见证。
So the Lord told Paul that you will be his witness to all people of what you have seen and heard.
到了保罗晚年的时候
In his later years,
也是在《使徒行传》第三次，他做描写，他做见证。
The third time of Paul's testimony in the Acts.
他在亚基帕王面前。
He was before Agrippa, King Agrippa.
他说：“我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象。”
He said that so then I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven.
在大马色的城外那个异象。
The vision I received outside of Damascus.
成为保罗一生的引导。
Became the guidance for Paul for the rest of his life.
我们呢
How about us?
我们信耶稣基督就是一个异象
We believe in Jesus Christ. It is a vision.
神告诉我们我们要去传福音的
God tells us that we need to spread the gospel.
我们教会里面还有许多没有信耶稣的
There are many among us who have not believed in Jesus yet.
我们教会里面还有许多的弟兄姐妹，他们的亲人都还没有信耶稣。
There are family members, many of them of our brothers and sisters.
我们有没有
believed yet?
我们有没有流泪为他们祷告啊
？Have we shed tears for them and pray for them?
约翰福音三章十八节这样说。
John 3:18 says.
信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because they have not believed in.
这句话最重要的那个字就是已经定了，已经这两个字。
Already condemned. That's the key word. Already.
代表说我们本来生下来就是罪，长大罪更多。
That implies that we were born sinners and we accumulate our sin.
这些罪是事实。
This is a fact.
已经定罪了。
Already condemned.
我们如果不信耶稣基督的话
，If we don't believe in Jesus Christ，
这个罪随着我们。
The sin will condemnation follows us.
各位弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
在法律面前被定罪的话
，Before the law， condemned before the law，
了不起坐个牢。
You may be put in prison.
中国还有一个什么死缓，我没搞清楚是什么罪。
There's some special law in China.
叫死刑但缓刑，叫死缓。
delayed execution. Delayed execution.
我从来没搞清楚，听人家说这个就是代表不死了。
I never understand that punishment. It probably is not a true.
这是世上的法律的罪。
This is worldly law.
但是天上的法律。
But in heaven.
定罪是不得了的事情。
Condemnation is something extreme.
要到地狱去啊。
You will go to hell.
我们真的相信这段经文吗
？Do we truly believe in this verse?
我们心里面会想，哎呀，大概不会吧。
We might think, oh, this probably is not true.
跟那个蛇引诱夏娃一样。
This is how the snake, seduced Eve.
你吃了这个果子，不是真正的会死。
If you eat this fruit, you will not truly die.
各位弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们没有流泪为我们的亲人祷告。
We have not prayed for our family members。
原因只有一个。
There's only one reason。
就是我们不相信这句话。
Because we don't believe in this verse。
很严重啊。
This is very important。
我的父亲没有信耶稣。
My father didn't believe in Jesus。
我有一次半夜醒来。
One time, I woke up in the middle of the night.
我跪在床前。
I was on my knees.
泪流满面。
I cried.
因为他那个时候 已经有 Alzheimer 就是老人痴呆症。
Because he had Alzheimer at that time.
我不知道还有没有机会。
I didn't know if there was any opportunity.
但是非常感谢神。
But I thank the God, Lord.
我们有一次到台湾去的时候。
One time we went to Taiwan.
他刚好也在台湾。
He was there also.
那天吃过中饭。
After lunch.
他睡了午觉。
After his nap.
醒来以后。
After he got up from his nap.
我发现他蛮清楚的。
I realized that he was very clear in his mindset.
我心里面有感动，马上单刀直入。
So I talked to him straightforwardly.
我说，爸爸，你愿意信耶稣吗？
I asked him, Dad, do you want to believe in Jesus?
我以前问过他很多次了。
I asked him many times before then.
他从来都不愿意。
He never agreed.
那一天他一愣。
That day he was shocked.
然后他点点头。
And then he nodded.
喜林在我旁边。
喜林 was right beside me.
他非常积极。
She was very
因为他要知道我爸爸到底是不是真正的得救了。
She wanted to know if my dad truly was saved.
他就问。
So she asked.
爸爸。
Dad.
耶稣在哪里？
Where is Jesus?
我爸爸想想看，指着自己的心。
My dad thought for a second and then he pointed to his heart.
我们知道他真的得救了，不是糊涂了。
We knew that he was saved. He was not confused.
这件事情过了以后，
After that,
他又糊涂了。
He became confused again.
以后我就再没有碰到他清楚的时候。
He was never clear again in his mind.
这是神特别的恩典。
That's God's special mercy.
各位弟兄姐妹们，你有不信主的亲友。
Brothers and sisters, if you have unbelieving family members,
流泪祷告啊。
You need to cry in prayer for them.
保罗后来这样说。
Afterwards, Paul said,
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith.
他要交账的时候到了。
Time to report to the Lord.
我跟喜林要向主交账的时候也不远了。
It's not too far for me and Shilin to report to the Lord.
我昨天晚上我还在想。
Last night I was thinking.
因为我想到今天的讲道。
I thought about today's sermon.
我们交账的时候能不能这样说？
When we report to the Lord, can we say this?
各位弟兄姐妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我在这个教会侍奉是恐惧战惊的。
I serve in this church, with trembling heart.
因为我知道我要交账。
Because I know I need to report to the Lord.
但愿我能够跟保罗一样。
I wish that I can be the same like Paul.
无怨无悔，坦然见主。
No grudges, no regrets, peacefully facing the Lord.
保罗是被砍头寻道的。
Paul was beheaded. He martyred for the Lord.
多么荣耀的见证！
What a glorious testimony!
我跟喜林真的是在各位会众的面前。
喜林 and I, before you.
请你们为我们祷告。
Ask you to pray for us.
靠着主的恩典。
With God's mercy.
能够继续的服侍他。
We can continue to serve him.
是在这个教会，还在别的地方，我们不知道。
Whether this church or another place, we don't know.
但是我们知道，主必与我们同在。
But we know that God will be with us.
我们一起低头。
Let's all bow our head.
父神，我们谢谢你。
Father, we thank you.
谢谢你今天的经文。
We thank you for the scripture.
谢谢你拯救了保罗。
We thank you for saving Paul.
你也让我们在这两个问题上面。发人深省。
You also help us to think about these two questions.
求你用这两个问题对我们挑战。
Please use these two questions to challenge us.
我们将感谢祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢各位。
Thank you.
谢谢宝华。